Today's Look at the Front Page is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/frontpage.
On Wednesday's Front Page, 27 states have now adopted learning standards for English and math. That could help them win a chunk of the $3.5 billion the Obama administration is allocating in its Race to the Top competition. Maine is considering moving state workers out of their own pension system and into Social Security. And what sets a world-class player apart in the sport of horseshoe pitching? I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says 27 states have now adopted standards for what students should learn in English and math. New York signed up on Monday, joining Connecticut and New Jersey. Another 12 states are expected to adopt the same standards in the next 2 weeks. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says the move to adopt is a game changer. One reason it's happening is the Obama administration's Race to the Top competition. States that adopt the standards by August 2nd boost their chances of getting a share of $3.5 billion in federal education money. Also on Wednesday's front page, some states provide state workers' retirement benefits solely from state pension programs. Now Maine is considering shifting them to Social Security. Investment losses cost Maine's pension system $2.2 billion in 2008. British Prime Minister David Cameron met with President Obama in Washington on Tuesday. Cameron's been in office for only 10 weeks, but already he's turning out to be an activist prime minister to rival even Margaret Thatcher. Cameron and his coalition have proposed deficit cuts far beyond what they promised during the campaign. They want to break the mold of big government in Britain that continued despite Mrs. Thatcher's best efforts. A battle over a dam is threatening to upset negotiations to renew peace talks between India and Pakistan. The dam is in Kashmir. India's building it. Pakistan is worried its farmers will be left dry. They depend on water that flows down from the mountains. The U.S. wants the tension smoothed out. Washington wants Pakistan to divert troops from its border with India to its frontier with Afghanistan, where they can join the fight against Taliban insurgents. Last month, the Supreme Court said the government was wrong to deport legal immigrants automatically for minor drug offenses. That won't help thousands who've already been thrown out. The Board of Immigration Appeals says it has no jurisdiction after someone's been deported. The Obama administration is on track to deport a record 400,000 people this year. That's the clink of a horseshoe thrown from 40 feet away. It's a sound Alan Francis knows. He's widely considered the best horseshoe pitcher in history. He's won 15 world titles, and he's going for number 16. He says one statistic sets him apart.
Horseshoe pitchers are really judged on ringer percentage, and ringer percentage tells the tale of really your success or how good you are. 80% is kind of the magical goal for a horseshoe pitcher. Today, there's really about two guys in tournament competition that are averaging 80%. I happen to be one of those. Last year at the World Championships, I finally eclipsed the 90% mark.
Horseshoe pitching champion Alan Francis. We'll go inside Wednesday's Times after this.
Today's Look at the Front Page is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is Seven Events That Made America, America, and Prove That the Founding Fathers Were Right All Along by Larry Schweikert. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/frontpage.
Inside Wednesday's Times, the Senate Judiciary Committee endorsed Elena Kagan for the Supreme Court. The vote was 13-6. Just one Republican joined the Democrats on the committee in voting to send her nomination to the full Senate. Goldman Sachs said second quarter profit dropped 83% after the so-called flash crash. That was the 1,000-point plunge on May the 6th. Goldman also booked a $550 million charge for settling civil fraud allegations with the SEC. Times reporter Nelson Schwartz says other earnings reports this quarter may not be much brighter.
It's a bad sign for Wall Street and for, you know, big companies that are in the market like this. We're seeing slightly better results from technology companies. They're still doing well. But the big banks and Wall Street firms, it seems like it was a mediocre quarter.
On the subject of tech companies, Apple Computer beat analysts' expectations. It said its quarterly profit was up 61% from last year. It sold almost as many iPads as Mac computers. Wednesday's Business Day section also looks at a trainee program in Japan. Critics say it exploits migrant workers in sweatshop conditions. They work as apprentices. They're supposed to learn technical skills. Critics say they're paid illegally low wages. At least 127 trainees have died since 2005. Tokyo human rights lawyer Soichi Ibusuki is representing the family of Jang Xiaodong. Local labor standards inspectors say he died of heart failure brought on by overwork.
This, basically, is slavery. It's just like human trafficking.
A panel of cancer experts is recommending that the FDA take back its approval of the drug Avastin as a breast cancer treatment. The advisory committee said Avastin is not helping patients. That's a big setback for Avastin. It had sales of $6 billion last year, making it the world's best-selling cancer drug. It'll stay on the market even if the FDA follows the experts' recommendations, as it usually does. That's because Avastin is also used in treating several other types of cancer.
These guys are reinventing skateboarding. It's like when punk rock first came out, or hip-hop. I think they're doing something, you know, radical here.
Tuesday's sports section says skateboarding is gliding into a new phase. Longboards are the mountain bikes of skateboarding. They're catching on in cities. They're also turning rural roads out west into race courses. That's where longboarder Patrick Switzer was when he talked about why he likes it.
Longboarding is a sense of euphoria and adrenaline, going downhill fast, feeling the wind through your hair, feeling asphalt and grip underneath your board. You're free. It's freedom of expression. And incredible to be flying down a hill, doing whatever you want on a skateboard.
That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. Remember, you can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts at nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.